Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Jasmine with the home care agency.
Thanks, Jasmine. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry, this person is not available. If you would like to...
Hello?
Hi, it's Jasmine. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You told me to follow up with you on Monday?
Yes. What was this about? Refresh my memory. I'm so
home care agency for a family member.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is still in rehab. Don't know when she's coming out. She's going to be evaluated probably tomorrow. And so from there, I don't know where we're going to go.
Okay. Would you like to see if she's eligible for home care, so at least you know that that's an option for her?
Well, she is. Originally, she is in Sunrise, personal home, personal care. It's like a nursing home, assisted living.
Yeah, right.
But that's one of the nurses are going over there today to Harborview or tomorrow to see how she's doing, what they think. And I don't know if they allow for that kind of thing, but I certainly
could. No, they don't. Because once you're in a nursing home, all your needs are going to be met at the nursing home.
Yeah, yeah.
So unless she comes home.
Yeah. No, she doesn't have a home. Home. Yeah, she's there. Yeah. She sold her home about 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know, that was an option before she decided that she needed, and we just went with that. So anyway, so that's where she's at now. So everything is so up in the air. It's a shame. My nerves are shot, I'll tell you.
I could imagine. It's too much for a family member.
I'm not even a family member. I'm only her friend.
Oh, wow.
And I'm her power of attorney. She has really no family.
That's so sad.
Yeah, she has her husband's passed. She has no children. Her brother's gone. Her sister-in-law, who knows, in the wind.
Oh, geez.
Her parents are gone. So there's really nobody. So I'm the one that's got to make these decisions. And, you know, from never doing it before, it's hard. I don't know
it
what
is
to
hard.
Do.
It is
very
hard.
Hard. Because I want her to be cared for, of course. You know, she's
absolutely.
81. And she deserves that. You know, she really does.
Of course she does.
And the positive thing about it is she has the funds to go into someplace nice, but there's no beds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's no beds, no. I've been
That's
checking
horrible.
Around myself. There's no female beds, no. Mm-mm, no.
That's
nope.
Horrible. I'm
yeah,
sorry to hear
yeah.
That.
Everything is so crowded and jammed up, so... So I guess we'll figure it out, but yeah, I'm not a fan of where she's at, so I wanted
well,
to
you
try
can
to
always,
get her out.
Yeah, you can always you know, request another home. Hopefully they can accommodate her and her needs.
Another
nursing home if she's going to be there long term, you know, or an assisted mm-hmm. living facility. What you
yeah.
want to do is you want to Google assisted living facility for elders. But
yeah.
The city, state, or zip code she resides in, that should pop up yeah. a good list of, you know, places in her local area, and then you just start calling one by one. You know, are you taking these patients?
Okay.
You know, I want to transfer, you know, a very good friend of mine out of where she's at into your place. What are the requirements? And just get affiliated with what they need.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's
I'm
a good
sorry.
Idea. Yeah.
I couldn't
oh,
help
that's
you further.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, you
well
take
thanks
care.
For calling back.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You take care.
Alrighty.
Good luck with your friend.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.